This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After being picked on so much by Saturday Night Live, I don't think he'll miss that. North Korea regime, boy, and the student's death, just absolutely awful. I'll explain if you have no idea what I'm talking about. Some planes grounded in Phoenix because of ridiculous temperatures. The heat, it's a killer. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So let's start with Otto Warmbier, an American college student released by North Korea in a coma last week. He died Monday afternoon, just 22 years old, this kid. The family announced his death in a statement, saying it's our sad duty to report that our son has completed his journey home, surrounded by his family. He died, and there's some dispute as to the specifics of what happened. The family, of course, it was Cincinnati, where he's being taken care of in the medical center there. They thanked the medical center, but said the torturous mistreatment of our son received at the hands of the North Koreans ensured that no other outcome was possible beyond the sad one we experienced. President Donald Trump denounced North Korea as a brutal regime, speaking moments after news of Warmbier's death was announced publicly. Trump took a swing at Pyongyang, saying it's just a brutal regime. Bad things happened, but at least we got him home to his parents. And in a separate written statement, he offered his deepest condolences to the family on his untimely passing. So once again, the United States condemns the brutality of the North Korean regime, and he's the latest victim. He was sentenced, if you don't know his backstory, to 15 years in prison with hard labor, and it's hard labor, in North Korea. He was convicted of subversion after he tearfully confessed he had tried to steal a propaganda banner. He's a University of Virginia student, and he was held for 17 months and medically evacuated from North Korea last week. Doctors say, well, he came back with severe brain damage. It wasn't clear what caused it. So, of course, everyone's saying it's deplorable, despicable, and every word in between that you can, you know, imagine. At the time of his release, the U.S. envoy had met with North Korean foreign ministry representatives in Norway. It was just, what, a month ago, and they talked about these consultations. It's very rare, because they don't usually have that happen. But at the meeting, North Korea agreed that Swedish diplomats could visit all four American detainees. And they learned about his condition in a meeting a week before the release of the North Korean ambassador to the UN in New York. And so then that's how that all unfolded. Very sad story indeed. That's why when Dennis Rodman goes over there and hangs out with Kim Jong-un, it's infuriating to me. It's a barbaric regime. Let's be serious. Half of what we don't know, what's really going on there, obviously. Sean Spicer, it looks like, could be gone, could be promoted to communications chief. Spicer has been just the cut-up of Saturday Night Live, I think more than any other person in that position that I can remember. I mean, you're pretty much out there and front and center when you're the person who's the mouthpiece for the White House, but there's no question he gets just absolutely pummeled. So it'd be different to be in the role of the communications director, and the president moving him into that spot obviously says that he feels comfortable with him doing that. This has not happened at this point, but it's looking like it's a real possibility. Then the question becomes, well, who's stepping into those shoes? And that there might be a short list for press secretary. And one of the people on the short list is somebody who is in radio. Conservative radio host and commentator Laura Ingraham is on the short list. Supposedly. Not the only one, but certainly one of the people on the on the list. So they say they're expanding and looking around, and we'll see what they come up with. But the parody on Saturday Night Live would, there'd probably be like one last one, I suppose, if he moves into that position, because he wouldn't be the face then of the administration. He wouldn't be the guy that you would see every day at the briefing, obviously, because he would move into a different position altogether. What's another interesting, I think, absolutely mind-bending deal is with all these investigations into Russia and Russian ties, boy, I'll tell you what, they're looking into Michael Flynn like no one's business. They're saying he's got links to this $100 billion Russian-Saudi deal, and I say they, two House Democrats are trying to figure this one out. Because he lied on his security clearance form, whether he did, about two trips to the Middle East. One, he helped broker, supposedly, a $100 billion nuclear power plant deal between Russia and Saudi Arabia. That happened in 2015. The highest-ranking Dem, Congressman Elijah Cummings, said, most troubling of all, we have no record of General Flynn identifying his security clearance renewal application or during his interview with security clearance investigators, even a single foreign government he had contact with. The two Democrats have called for all Democrats' documents, rather, related to the nuclear deal to be released, including any that show Arab countries' agreement to pay Russia for the construction of nuclear reactors by buying Russian military hardware. Now, this goes all the way back to February, when Flynn was forced to resign February 13th, just 3 weeks into the job, because he didn't disclose a meeting with the kiss of death, Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, to Vice President Mike Pence. So there are a couple of hits on him, and whether they stick or not, I don't know. You know, again, you can say what you want to say about omissions, but they would have to have something that would stick, and it sounds like they do. I mean, as far as just not saying he had any connection with Russia in the other situation, he obviously, that's much different than the Kislyak thing. He obviously would have had contact with Russia, and if that had been known, and this can be proven, well, then he couldn't have been picked, no matter how much the administration might have wanted him or whatever. They wouldn't have done that, definitely. In the meantime, the NAFTA renegotiation also pops on right here at the top on our radar. It may extend into 2018. Renegotiating this deal could take that long. I believe it. This is not going to be an overnight, we're done, let's get some pizzas and roll up our sleeves and have an all-nighter. Certainly not. The Trump administration last month gave lawmakers 90 days notice, remember, of the administration's intent to start to renegotiate that trilateral trade pact. You know how long that's been around with Mexico and Canada? Since 1994. And those talks start in August. So moving the date sometime in 2018 is probably smart to try to figure that out. Imagine if all of a sudden you start to get what they call tremors. Some of you understand what I'm saying and how life-altering that could be. But what if there is a way to take care of that? We're talking about that next on ATN.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. As a weekend warrior, all of us know how important it is to us to get out there and feel physical, whether it's running, whether it's competing in 5Ks with your family, perhaps you're swinging a tennis racket or maybe a golf club. Weekend warrior Steve Smith falls into that category. As an amateur golfer businessman out of New York, Steve Smith discovered one day essential tremors. Wow, Steve, thanks so much for coming on the show. And tell us what essential tremors are and how you discovered you had them.
Well, I'm 61 years old now, and tremors show themselves north of 50. And in my case, I was very typical. I started to realize something was different at about 45 or so. And as I made mention, I do take my golf seriously, end up playing in as many tournaments as you can. But it got to a point where, you know, under stressful situations, if you have essential tremors, and those of your listeners that have them know, they show themselves under stress. And so very easily you can find yourself in those situations, whether you're on the first tee and teeing off on a weekend $10 Nassau, or whether you're playing in the club championship, you will find yourself in stressful situations. And that's exactly what happened to me. And I started to realize that something was different, something was not normal. And I also knew that I had this thing called essential tremors. My mother has them, and they're hereditary. And in fact, they actually give them another name. They're called familial tremors, and they're passed down, in this case, by my mother. She's 91 years old and doing fine with them. Thank you very much. And I have them, my brother has them, and my sister has them.
So when you went to Weill Cornell, you obviously heard about what they were able to do. What kind of treatment did they give you that turned things around, especially with golf being so important to you?
Well, Alex isn't the only real smart guy at Weill Cornell. There's a fellow by the name of Dr. Michael Caplet, who is my doctor. He's the vice chair of neurological surgery at Weill Cornell, and he performed my procedure. He was the one who I consulted with, and it was amazing. I was sitting on the couch around the holiday, and 6 o'clock news came on. I'm sure it was NBC News that I was watching. And there was a special report that came on that said, for all those people suffering from essential tremors, there could be reason for hope. And there was this 2-minute segment that talked about a non-invasive procedure that the FDA approved in 2016 for treating people with essential tremors. And when I heard the news report, I couldn't wait to call Weill Cornell the next day. And very shortly thereafter, I had my initial consultation with Dr. Caplet, who, in my opinion, is a rock star. And before you know it, I was 3 weeks later in the procedure room getting the procedure.
All right, so Weill Cornell, we talk about them all the time, and certainly, you know, on this show we've had Dr. Stieg on many times, and essential tremor, in that conversation, I think, was so interesting to have about essential tremor because of the fact that, first of all, it's a relatively common condition because you got the trembling in the hands, the arms. Sometimes it spreads even to your head, legs, they say, even your voice. And while it, just like Steve said, while it's not known in some cases, it runs in families. He talked about his mother. And about 50% of people with ET have another affected member of the family. Bingo, he certainly did. And it becomes more common with age. ET is often confused, I think, with, as I've talked to others about this, with Parkinson's, because people with Parkinson's have those tremors. And it, but it's more, I think, kind of a trembling thing then. And it's more apparent when the hands are resting on the affected person or when walking. But if you look at ET, from what I understand, it's a form of action tremor. So it's more pronounced when the hands are doing things like holding a cup or using a knife and fork, let's say. And he hit it on the head. They can be normal, you know, physiological, they can be pathological, abnormal, and everyone has kind of a slight tremor. Did you know that in the hands, especially if you're stressed or anxious? We certainly have seen that a lot of times with public speaking that happens to people. I've seen people when they get up and they have a paper and their hands kind of shake with the paper, and it's, you can really see it then, it's pronounced because their hands are shaking and the paper is moving. So it's interesting. It's like he talked about how he was sitting there, boom, Weill Cornell, he thinks about them. That happens. He hears the report. And if you get the tremor of the hands that seems greater than normal, for any of you listening to us, or you have it where it affects your ability to do sort of manual tasks, then the idea is go and get an assessment, go and see your doctor. And Weill Cornell is absolutely the leader, and what they do is so incredible. So I would say look that up, look them up, and go to their website and find those amazing doctors, because how quickly he rebounded from that and what happened there was terrific. You know, they usually do, I'm assuming, because this is what happens, they check your thyroid function, and that's what I've been told, and they ask you about medications and all of that, to, because they're looking for this, you know. And like I said, the difference between ET and Parkinson's, because I believe some people get worried. They think that it's could be Parkinson's. And I was reading a statistic that ET is much more common than Parkinson's, much more common than, you know, than you would think. So what do you do? The involuntary movements, the tremor, the physical stress, the emotional stress, anxiety, fatigue, all that kind of stuff. Stimulants, think about that. Caffeine, coffee, they would make the tremors worse, but you're trying to figure this out. And it's scary. I think it's scary for people, and it's good to know that it could be the other. So Weill Cornell, many of you have asked me about the website, and of course I've talked about it, but go to weill.cornell.edu. I've so enjoyed speaking to these people connected to the programs, you know, to the doctors there and to the doctors themselves, Dr. Stieg specifically, who I've been talking to a couple of times here on America Tonight. But Weill is W-E-I-L-L. Alex asked me about that, .cornell.edu. And what they're able to do, and how quickly they're able to, you know, jump into action. I love it. I love what's on their website, because this is what I think of when I think of my health. Care, discover, teach, right? That pretty much sums it all up. That's what you want. That's what you want to happen. And he's a great example, because he still is relatively what we would call young enough, and an avid golfer, a business guy, just doing what he loves to do and taking some of that life balance with, obviously, with the whole golf thing, and then away from work, and then at work, and finding that happening. That would be tough. It'd be disconcerting, certainly. But to get the diagnosis and then to realize and to have that light bulb moment go off and realize, oh, yeah, that, you know, my mother had essential tremor. She had it. And so that goes with what causes it, what the symptoms can be, and a family connection. And it brings up another thing to me before we skedaddle. How many, I was just thinking about this the other day, since my mother died a few years ago and my father died when I was young. I would know some about my mother, but not as much about my father. Anything that they had in their background, any kind of health problems, I don't know much about that. I wouldn't know if that was something that ran in my family, because I was never told that. And we didn't talk about that. So nobody said, oh, by the way, in our family, this, you may experience this if you live to be XYZ, because this is pretty common in the family. Somebody has this. Like ET, somebody saying that, yeah, don't freak out, you know, essential tremor, your mother had that, your, you know, whoever had that. And it kind of goes to that thing of, it'd be great to know, to put it like, put some notes together with your family that's living, to know what it is, you know, to know what it is, that how their health is. Did somebody get diabetes? Did somebody, unless it's real obvious and talked about a lot, did somebody have this happen, and why did that happen? You know, to know your family, that's it, to know your family tree health-wise, not just to know the family tree, but to know various ailments and what runs in the family, if that makes sense. But check out the website for sure, Weill Cornell, weill.cornell.edu. Keep it here on America Tonight.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation. patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Everybody talks about eyes and sight. What is it, the windows to your soul, Greg? And it's not so happy when something's wrong with your eyes. Or you know, it's just one of those times where it's like when you make the transition from, I thought I had Wonder Woman vision, and then all of a sudden, I think once you hit 40 and you start to get deeper into your 40s, then a lot of times your eyesight changes. And the guy who knows all about that.
So you went from Wonder Woman vision to older woman vision?
Not brutal, though. I still have really good vision, which is really crazy. But, yeah, I did. So Dr. Tommy Lim is with us. He's from Berryessa Optometry in Silicon Valley, and he was named a couple of years ago by the California Optometric Association as the optometrist, I can say that, of the year, which is really terrific. And Greg, he's here to talk to us about, of course, our eyes.
Yeah, and computer glasses in particular, because I know from knowing Dr. Tommy for many years that when you sit in front of a computer and all the other screens we look at, there's an impact on your eyes and, frankly, things you can do. So, Dr. Tommy, welcome, and let's talk about what's screen time doing to our eyes.
Okay, it's a great topic because it's very relevant to our society now. Because the average American spends over 25 hours a week on electronic devices, and these electronic devices emit blue light, which oftentimes causes eye strain and eye fatigue. See, in years past, we got our blue light exposure primarily from the sun, which is good because that helped us with color perception as well as regulated our sleep cycle, the circadian rhythm. But now with electronic devices, it's really changed things because this blue light exposure now is much more than we've had in the past, and it causes for many of us eye strain and eye fatigue.
And And I would imagine, I mean, look, we're going to stay focused here on work and computers and tablets and phones because this is Forbes Books at Bedtime. You know, most of our listeners are interested in things like work and business. How do you think this kind of eye strain impacts us at work when we spend so many hours looking at screens to get our jobs done? Is it actually cutting down on productivity?
Actually, it does. And the reason why it does, Greg, is because this exposure is, and it varies, of course, for each person, but I think almost everybody you talk to will say they get some sort of fatigue or mild headaches or eye strain from this. And for those people, again, the verdict's not out yet on whether it can enhance your chances of having macular degeneration, but it definitely is in the discussion. So for people who are prone to macular degeneration, who've had a history of it, that could be another problem that could be caused in addition to the typical eye strain and eye fatigue that we have.
Yeah, so when we talk about blue light, it's curious. I think some people know the obvious sources of blue light, Dr. Tommy, but what are some of the other sources of blue light that we might not know about?
Well, it's actually in most things indoors. And nowadays, of course, we all want to be energy efficient. But these energy efficient devices or bulbs gives off blue light as well. So whereas we did not get it as much with the typical incandescent bulbs, now we get more of that. And now with these big screen TVs many of us have, that just makes it worse.
So let's talk about some things we might do to counteract this, because I think anyone listening can now realize, oh, yeah, I do get that sense of fatigue. Or actually, I want to ask, can this blue light actually make us sort of agitated, sort of like there's hangry? You know, when you're hungry, you can get angry. Can overexposure to this blue light actually affect things like your mood, your ability to focus?
I would say the mood, definitely. The mood and... especially because we're so focused on doing our work on the computer, and when you're not comfortable and you don't feel reasonably relaxed, you end up being bothered by this, and you're not as efficient at work. So you want to be able to minimize this blue light exposure, and there's different ways of doing it. The one that filters out the most blue light is a lens called a blue tech lens, and what that does, it has a component in it that mimics the ocular lens pigment in our eye. And there are other ways to try to combat this as well. There are lenses that reflect the blue light, and that reflects it at a smaller percentage than the filtering one, the blue tech one. But they both help. So, you know, it's difficult to, you can't completely shut this down, but what you want to do is minimize this. And, of course, the obvious is take breaks every 45 minutes to an hour, and along with a good ergonomic workstation.
Yeah, Dr. Tommy, these blue tech lenses, do they stay? You know, there's all different kinds of contact lenses and lenses now. How are they made, and how does it actually work?
Well, in a blue tech lens, or a spectacle lens, has a component in it that mimics the ocular lens pigment that we have in our eye. And they have it in a champagne-colored tint. That's what mine is. And there are some now that come even with less of a tint, but I personally enjoy the champagne tint because what it does, it relaxes my eyes more.
And the champagne helps, too.
Right.
Well, and, you know, full disclosure here, I am wearing a pair of these glasses right now with the champagne tint, by the way, and I got these from Dr. Tommy. By the way, we're talking with Dr. Tommy Lim. He's with Berryessa Optometry in Silicon Valley and was the California Optometrist of the Year a few years ago. Kate, I learned about blue tech lenses from Dr. Tommy, and, you know, when he first told me about it, I thought, yeah, what difference is it going to make? And then he said, no, I want you to try them. And he made me a pair to try, or gave me a pair to try. And I have to tell you, I have found that the difference is remarkable for all the reasons he said. I mean, these are lenses that are designed only for when I'm looking at a screen, and it really does cut down on my eye strain and things like that. And Dr. Tommy, I'm curious to know if you get that kind of reaction from lots of patients when you first get them to try these, what I call my computer glasses.
I'd say the vast majority notice a significant difference. Some people will say, yeah, it does help a little bit. But I'd say the majority of people would say, well, it really makes a difference. I'm just much more relaxed now. I'm more efficient. I don't get tired as quickly because things are not going to change in the workforce here in the office that we work in. It's going to continue, and it's only going to get worse. So to try to minimize the eye strain makes a lot of sense, which is why, you know, if cost wasn't a factor, I think all companies would like to offer this benefit to their employees because an efficient employee is more productive. So I think that's something that would be ideal going forward.
Yeah, speaking of cost, that's what people are wondering. I think, Dr. Tommy, when they hear this, how much do they cost? And it's always the question of, ooh, does my insurance cover it?
I would say most of the time it's going to be a little bit more expensive than a conventional spectacle lens. But it's something, I look at it like this. You know, if you're a carpenter, you need certain tools that will help you become more efficient at your work. This is what most of us need to become more efficient while on the computer, because the vast majority of all the work that, a lot of my work now, it's even more so now than it was a year ago, is done on the computer. So it's something that's kind of a necessity in most cases for patients.
There's another angle to this, Dr. Tommy, I want to hear you talk about, and that is that, and this is my theory, you tell me if I'm correct, I have my glasses that I wear for the rest of my life, and then I take them off and I put on my glasses I wear when I'm in front of my computer or if I'm spending a lot of time looking at a tablet or my phone. But it seems to me that when I got those two sets of glasses, and they're all transition lenses, I think trifocals in the case of my all-day lenses.
Progressive
lenses. But I think I remember correctly that my computer glasses are actually bifocals instead of trifocals, and that the angles where the lenses change are different because the position of my head when I'm looking at a computer is different than the position of my head during the rest of my day. Is that true?
That's a good point. I think we've all seen people who are at their workstation, and you see them lifting their chin up.
Yes. Okay, that was me.
Yeah. See, first of all, it's bad for your neck and it's bad for your back. See, what that patient is doing is using a general progressive lens, which is for all distances. It's for all distances, but it's not geared for a person that's on the computer for a long period of time, say an hour plus a day, because that means that they're lifting up their chin specifically for that monitor, or whether it's that laptop. So that could be going hours at a time. Whereas, and the point that you bring up, Greg, with a pair of glasses made specifically for a computer or a laptop, what happens is that is geared for intermediate and near. So it's not made to use for driving. You can walk around your office with it, but it's not made for walking around the block or driving. It's made for an indoor environment, such as, you know, even in your house, in your office, walking to another your coworker's workstation. It's for indoor use. I use this all the time because I walk around the office with it, and it's not my perfect vision for distance, but it's very, very adequate, and I just leave it on, and it just works out great.
Dr. Tommy, thank you so much from Berryessa. We appreciate it. Thanks for being on the show.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the call.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. So to learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Once again, here we are at the tail end of the show, and thank you so much for all of your fabulous emails. Every time I wake up, I check my email, and it is full, full, full. So thank you. Without further ado, let's hit the email.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from Jake, and he says, wow, Kate, I heard you talking about what happened in London, and I'm not surprised that the British Prime Minister condemned the disgusting attacks on London Muslims. It is so ridiculous what's happening there. It doesn't matter whether you're Muslim, not a Muslim, where on the street. And I don't want to be exaggerating. It's a couple of incidences, but it would have to make the people feel a little bit on edge. So you have a man that dies and 10 people who were injured after a van rams into a crowd. What are we to do? Kate Delaney, this is outrageous. You know, there's the question. What are you to do? Do you build barriers? Because barriers that are big enough, they stop trucks or cars and slow that from happening down if you're at some festival or you're just walking on a street. How could you block off all the streets? You couldn't. And what I loved about this story, and there's nothing good about it, but I'll say the one thing that I thought was great of the people is a 48-year-old guy that did this, because he was with some other people in this van, was wrestled to the ground by the people that were out there. And then arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. So I love that the people reacted. They weren't going to be victims like, okay, let's get this jerk and throw him to the ground. And I'm being kind by using that word. So, of course, the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, what is she going to say? The attack was an attack. And it's ridiculous. It's outrageous. It's, you know, I can't even think of any words. it's terrible. Nobody is expecting that to happen. And the people were seriously injured. I mean, your life destroyed. I mean, how'd you feel if you're somebody's family member? It's, again, outrageous. All right, so let's move to another one. This one is from Joe, listening to us in Sarasota. He clarifies that. Kate, I don't know if you're paying attention to this, but I'm assuming that you are paying attention to this. The Supreme Court ruling striking down that law banning the use of Facebook by registered sex offenders. Wow, what do you make of that? You know, when you say, what do you make of that, here's what the deal was. It was a North Carolina law that said you can't use social networking sites, Facebook, etc. And the lower court upheld the law, but lawyers for a guy named Lester Gerard Packingham, who is a registered sex offender, say it's too broad and put their client, you know, and swept in their client, even though his Facebook postings concerned the fact that his parking ticket was dismissed. So he wrote on his Facebook wall, apparently no fine, no court costs, nothing spent. And after the office came upon that posting, he was found guilty of violating the law, saying it's unlawful for a sex offender who's registered to access a commercial social networking site. So that the argument was North Carolina arguing the law was passed to confront the threat sexual predators pose to children. His lawyer says when they filed their petition, Facebook had grown to 1.59 billion users. They say the section of the law at issue imposes criminal punishments for activity fully protected under the First Amendment. So they say that the section of the law is not narrowly tailored. It doesn't leave open alternative channels for the First Amendment activities that it burdens. And it doesn't directly or effectively future the government's interest. So, wow. It's interesting, isn't it? I think they were smart in a way to have that law because, again, is it too narrow? But then you think of the sexual predators and what are they posting? And it's true, it was innocuous what he posted. So there you go. So the Supreme Court unanimously struck it down, said, no way, no way. I have this one from Taylor who says, wow, I can't believe it. That's the first time I heard that story about the sailor on your show the other night. I happened to be listening, and there were these missing sailors that were found dead in flooded compartments on a destroyer. And then you had that other guy who was missing for 7 days, and they found him, and they're trying to figure out what happened to him. What is going on? Well, you know, a base is like a mini city. I'll address the first one. The sailors were on the USS Fitzgerald. They were in the berthing compartments. What happened was the ship collided with a vessel, and they found them on Sunday morning. I mean, it's of course, it's horrific. From the gunner to a sonar technician to a gunner's mate, etc. And there was just a big puncture, a gash underneath the waterline, I guess, and the water flow into the compartments that were berthing areas for 116 of the ship's crew. There was a lot of time in those spaces that were open to the sea, apparently, and so that's what happened there. I mean, just, you know, awful. The admiral said the ship had been in danger of sinking, but was saved by the efforts of the crew, and they fought hard to keep the ship afloat. So that was the other part of this after it was, you know, after the hit, but terrible with this significant damage, what it did to, obviously, took the lives of those sailors. In the other case, it's the sailor who was missing, and they tried to find him, couldn't find him, and then eventually they found him, and they're trying to explain, or trying to figure out, I shouldn't say explain, they're trying to figure out what happened with him. No released statement on that. So imagine they've got so many search crews out looking. The Japanese fleets are helping. They're going through all the dangerous waters trying to figure out what could have happened. And, you know, a man overboard, but it wasn't a man overboard. It was a man that they found crouched somewhere. So I think there's probably more to that story, I would imagine. Okay, let's move on to our next email. And this one is from Crush. I like that. Crush, what a nickname. Crush says, Kate, I heard you one time talking about the Forbes list of the richest people in the world, and now that you do the Forbes Books thing, I was wondering about Jeff Bezos. There have been a lot of stories about him lately and how much he's worth. It's funny that you bring that up because he's been making headlines the last couple of days. He's about $5 billion away from being the world's richest person. Do you believe it? So the company announced, Amazon announced it's buying Whole Foods, and that adds another $1.8 billion to his net worth. So he's now worth $84.6 billion, which means $5 billion more, he overtakes Bill Gates as the wealthiest person in the world. That's just like, when you think of that kind of money, it's unfathomable, isn't it? When you're nowhere near that kind of money, when you think about what does that mean? How do you put that in? How do you make sense of that kind of money? And of course, Amazon has just really struck a chord, obviously, with so many people. Now, from ordering food to anything you want to steeper discounts, and it's worth it to people. You can have Amazon Prime, and you get stuff delivered to your door practically overnight. So you don't have to wait on anything, and it's not super expensive. So that says something, right? Yes, it says something. Absolutely. All right, let me think about this because we're going to move to another one. This one, because I'm thinking if we can squeeze two more in. All right, how about this one from Michelle? And Michelle says, hi, America Tonight listeners, and Kate, did you notice, and I'm sure you do because you always talk about what's coming up, about the president and the Silicon Valley Tech Summit? That should be pretty interesting, I would think, with this president. I believe it's something that has happened for a couple of presidents. It's a smart thing to do, but the White House hosting the summit on Monday is, I think, pretty exciting. Tech is one of those areas that's just exploded. Do you know who some of the people are who are going to be at the White House or who were at the White House? Jeff Bezos, who I just mentioned, Tim Cook, who is the CEO of Apple, Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook and CEO of Facebook. Jeff Immelt is going to be there, GE's CEO. So, this is the Monday meeting with a whole bunch of those people that are there, but there was somebody that refused to participate or just didn't want to participate. I shouldn't say refused. Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk said he wouldn't participate. He resigned from a couple of other of the president's advisory councils as well, and of course the Uber CEO is in all kind of hot water, so he's not going. He took a leave of absence from Uber, so he's not going to be at that movie. He's not going to be at he's not going to be at the White House either. I think it's smart to do that, to meet and just give an overview of what's discussed, you know, what's being discussed, because certainly we see how tech is so vital in our lives and where we're headed with that and whatnot. Thanks once again to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
What's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.